Praise the Lord, good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God, amen?
Amen.
Yes. It is a privilege, it's a blessing, it's a peace to be in God's presence. Let's all open our Bible to 2 Chronicles, chapter 7 and verse 14. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. The word of God to say, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. Mark it in your Bible. The land needs healing. You agree?
Amen.
And the healing is in the hand of our Lord. Let everyone know what the world is passing through, what is called coronavirus, God allow it, so that His people will come and pray and turn to Him. Say it very clearly, if my people which are called by my name, the Christian, shall humble themselves. God wants people to humble themselves. They have turned to idols. They have turned to their own ways. Shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Not the face of doctors or vaccines or help. Have you got the point here? God wants everyone today in the world seek his face. And turn from their wicked ways. Let us turn. Let us pray, we make a clear commitment to turn from our wicked ways. Then the Lord said, then will I hear from heaven. When we turn from our wicked ways, when the people of God turn from their wicked ways, God will hear from heaven, and He said, will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's confess our sin. Unforgiveness, hatred, anger, lust, fighting, pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy, telling lies, cheating, stealing. God, have mercy on your church. Have mercy on us, have mercy on me, O God, sinner. O God, continue to remind me of your ways. Continue to show me the area that in my life that it need to be changed in the name of Jesus. O God, Holy Spirit, I trust that you will speak to me every day, that you will remind me of the things that I need to give up. The wrong thoughts that is unpleasant to you. The wrong attitude that is not correct in your eyes and in your sight. In the name of Jesus. Let us confess our sin. Oh God, we confess. Take this poison out from our hearts, my mind and thoughts. Oh God, we believe, oh Lord, we believe, God, that you have an anger toward us because of sin. Oh Lord, we turn today from our wicked ways. And remind us, oh God, the area that we fail you, oh Lord, oh God, we are willing to go back and mend the things and correct things according to your will. In the name of Jesus. Oh Father, oh Heavenly Father, hear from heaven. Forgive the sin, my sin, oh God, the sin of my brothers and sisters, the sin of your church, the sin of your churches, the sin of your people, oh God, forgive. Oh God, we had belittled you, we had abused your grace, we have gone out of the way, and today, oh God, we are coming back to you. Forgive our sin and heal our land, oh God. Jesus, help us. Help us, oh God, help us. Provide, oh God. Provide healing in the blood of Jesus. Yes, oh God. Pray. Don't focus on your right, on your left. Focus on yourself. Yes, oh God, I focus on myself today. In the name of Jesus. Father, forgive. Provide. Heal. Protect, Lord. We are coming back to you and for repentance. In the name of Jesus, we are turning away from our wicked ways. Yes, oh God. Teach me your ways, oh God. Give me an undivided heart so that I may fear your name. Oh God, I pray. I intercede for the churches and your people. And those who are in sin in the body of Christ, those who had left you, those who are serving idols, those who are using the church, those who are using your name, Father, they don't know what they are doing. Please, oh God, speak to them, soften their heart, let them remove all the idols that they brought into your church. All these days that they are observing, the immoralities that they are allowing. Father in heaven, they are not aware. Please, oh God, make them, make their hearts supple. Please, oh God, in the name of Jesus, make their hearts supple to stop this nonsense and cleanse your church from all these idols that they brought to your church. The Halloween, oh God. The Valentine, the nonsense days, oh God, the father days, the mother days, and all these things that is not in your scripture, oh God, and the birthdays, and the anniversary for the day that they are celebrating, oh God, and the other things, they are not aware. Lord, I pray, oh God, please, oh God, in the name of Jesus, show them, oh God, even today. Hear our prayer. Forgive, they don't know what they are doing, oh God. For your name's sake to be glorified, oh God. Oh Lord, for the sake of the few who are willing to follow. In the name of Jesus, oh God, do miracle. Oh God, do miracle in the name of Jesus. Those who are responsible on these things, convict them even now in the name of Jesus, that they will renounce these sins, oh God, and this poison will come out from the body of Christ. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Christ. Hear our prayer. Forgive. Forgive the sin of your sin. In the name of Jesus. Forgive the sin of the unlawful marriages in the name of Jesus. All this that had violated the covenant, oh God, they had used your name, we had used your church for wrong purposes. Forgive, forgive and heal. Heal our land. Heal our families. Remove this virus in the name of Jesus. Not because of any of our righteousness, we are a filthy rug before you. But just for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that died on the cross for our sin. And now today, we have the confidence in approaching God, that whatever we ask according to your will, to his will, he will hear us. In the name of Jesus, you promise and say, come to me, all of you are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Give us rest today. Pray. Pray to God. He is here. He is real. He hears. He answers your prayer. Cry to him. If you need job, if you need visa, if you need healing, if you need provision, he is here. He can change situation. He can remove mountains. He can change hearts of people. Oh God, hear our prayer. We are crying to you, Lord. Lead us. Lead us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Oh, Lord, you are great God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's give our burden to him. Lord, I cannot carry all these things. I give you myself and my burden and all the pressure that my in, my worries, oh God, my fears. I cast them, oh God, into your hand, to your care. I humble myself. I trust that you will lift me up in due time. In the name of Jesus. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. I am poor and needy, oh God. Don't delay, oh God. I am crying out to you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for answering our prayer. Thank you for forgiving our sins, oh God. Thank you. Let's give thanks to God. As you renounce your sin, and as you say to the Lord, I will not do it again, you are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Give him thanks now. We give you thanks for the breath that we have in this morning that we can get up. We give you thanks for our sleep. For the food that we ate yesterday and this morning. We thank you, Father. We thank you, O Lord, because you are there. For the gift of prayers, for your words, for your church, O God, that you have a place on earth. O God, thank you for the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for all the favor that we are receiving and we don't deserve. Thank you, God. Thank you for the saving power of the blood of Jesus. Let's pray for one another. Pray for those who have a problem and you know it, you intercede for them. Ask God to help them. Help, oh God, help. There are people, they have a problem, even they can't pray now. Pray that they'll be set free from the devil and the worries and the fear and the lies. Devil, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Set people free, oh God, by the blood of Jesus. Heal the sick, oh God. Provide, oh Lord, provide for your people in the name of Jesus. Provide, O God. Provide, Master. Provide, Redeemer. Provide jobs. Provide income. Give us this day our daily bread. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Yes, O Lord, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven. Let's pray for our families and our lovely one back home or those who are with us. Pray for our wives. Let us forgive our wives. Let's forgive our husbands. Let us love one another. Let us forgive our parents. Let us forgive our children. Let us pray for those who are back home in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Provide, provide help, support, strengthen. There's no one like you, Lord. No one like you, Lord. Pray. Yes, O God, pray for your loved one. Protect them, O God, all of them. Let them know you, especially those who does not know Christ. Let them give life, their life to you, O God. In the name of Jesus. Pray for your country back home, from where you came, from the village, the city, the house, the area that you pray that God will visit them this time. This time of plague and wrath, that the Lord will grant them salvation, that the Lord grant them repentance in the name of Jesus, in the atonement of the body of the blood of Jesus. Yes, O God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I pray for my country, O God. Peace, salvation, provision. Reveal yourself to them. In the name of Jesus. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. O God, thank you that kept this place open as your church. We thank you, God. Oh God, I pray that your eyes shall be open and your ears shall attend unto the prayer that is made in this place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and magnify you. Let's pray for this country. Let's pray for wherever the church has expanded. We who are here, let's pray for UAE and you in your place. Pray for Oman, pray for Kuwait, pray for Indonesia, Philippines, India, Sri Lanka, America, Australia. Pray wherever the church has to stand and God has placed you in that place. Pray for the prosperity of that place. Pray for the leaders. Pray for economic relief. When the country will prosper, you too will prosper. Prosper this country. Prosper this land. Touch those in leadership, in the government. Salvation upon them. Oh God, give us favor in their eyes in the name of Jesus. So that they will bless your church also. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray that we will evangelize. You will reach the lost. Oh God, we will preach your word, oh God. Empower us with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I lift up my hands to you. Refill me again with the Holy Spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. To preach your word, oh God. Give me the spiritual gift that I need to go and make disciples and preach the gospel. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, anoint the worship today. Anoint the songs. I know the instruments, I know the recording, I know the prayer, the giving, all the item of our worship and service. Lord, lead us and guide us, O God. Lord, help us. Help us, O God, to do what is right and just. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you for all that you have done. We trust you, Lord, that you had accepted our prayer. And you had answered them. And you received these prayers answered according to your will and according to your perfect time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's all stand and be ready to worship the Lord. Let us rejoice. Amen. It's a decision that we make to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Love your hand to the Lord. And open your mouth and worship Him and praise Him. In every circumstances and situation. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, O God, come, rule over our lives. God, your mercy, feed your flock, O God, feed your church, O Lord. Attentive to our prayer, O God. Yes, O God. Thank you, Lord.
This is the air I breathe.
this verse today for you. I need you much in my life, oh God. I need your word. I need to hear your voice, oh God. Speak to me, oh God, the very word that I need to hear and listen. The bread, my daily bread, your very word that you are going to speak to me. Oh God, I thank you. I know you answer my prayer and you satisfy me. I know you will answer the prayers of my brothers and sisters and you satisfy them, oh God. We bless you, Jesus. Bless the rest of our service today. Bless this day, bless the whole week, oh God. Shine on us, oh Lord. Make a difference, oh Lord. Stretch your hands and do things, oh God, that we may know that you are pleased with us. Oh God, Moses said to you, if your presence will not go before us, don't send us. Oh God, we need your presence. We need you to go ahead of us. In the name of Jesus, life becoming difficult, oh God. The narrow way we are passing through. Help us, oh God. Go before us. We need you. My brothers and my sisters, they need you. Those who are here and those who are in other places. Your church is in desperate need of you today, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, from this coronavirus. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us, oh God, from all calamities. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O God, from all financial pressure, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O God, from all the laws and the regulations that is against your grace. We come against them, we rebuke them, we cast them out. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is great. Things will become better when we worship. Amen. Things will become better when we pray. When we repent of our sin. When we confess them, we renounce them. Things become better. Things become better when we give our tithes and offering and first fruit to the Lord. Things become more better when we hear the word of God and apply it in our lives. Time to bring our tithe and offering unto the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9 and 10. Proverbs 3 verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with the new wine. As we bring what is due to God from tithes and offering and first food, as we honor him in this way, then our barns will be filled with plenty, and our presses shall burst out with the new wine, and even today the wine of the Holy Spirit that we need in our life. As we give to the Lord, God will give back to us not 1,000 times, but more. More. Let us honor the Lord with our tithes and offering and our first fruit. Yes, oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters. Those who are able to give, and those who are not able, O God, you bless them, O God, you reward them in the name of Jesus. And I pray, O God, as we bring our tithes and offering and first fruit to you, Lord, I pray, O God, answer the prayers of your people. Whatever they give it back to them 1,000 times. Oh Lord, open the windows of heaven and bless them. Oh God, let them have a plenty, let them have no place to keep their blessings in the name of Jesus. And I pray also, Lord, that you use this money, multiply this small amount, multiply it, so that, oh God, all the needs shall be met. Oh Lord, and I pray also, God, give wisdom to those who are handling this money. Give them wisdom how to use it. And I pray also, God, for those who have no job, give them job, oh God. Give them income, so they will bring to you your tithes and offering and first fruits, and they will honor you. Oh God, give them peace, oh God. And those who are having jobs, I pray you maintain it, oh God. Maintain their job and income in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy unto us. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord Jesus say in Matthew chapter 5, continue speaking about what the Lord say, blessed are they which do hunger. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The more we are hunger and thirst for righteousness, the more we'll be filled. And the more we are away from righteousness, we'll be more empty. We continue in our series, and let's go to the book of 1 John. To hunger and thirst for righteousness is to hunger and thirst to do what is right. Amen? To do what's right. And we had studied certain scriptures about how to do righteous things. And today we will tackle from first the book of 1 John chapter 3. And we will read verse 9 to 13. First John chapter 3 verse 9 to 13. Are you there? Amen. Whoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness, is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. 1 John, book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 9 to verse 13. First John chapter 3, verse 9 to 13. In verse 10, I'll read again from verse 9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Verse 11, for this is the message that he hears from the beginning, that we should love one another. In verse 12, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Anoint my lips, O God, and put words and statements and verses, scriptures, so that your message will be clear to your church and to your people, and every one of us, O God, will be fed, will be informed, will be corrected, will be tuned, will be adjusting to your plan and to your will and to your word. I pray for fruit here and to the other places where the recording of this service will reach. I pray for fruit. O God, I pray for workers, servants, people who will commit their life fully unto you, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Say here in verse 9, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. If we are truly born again by the Spirit of God, we may do certain wrong or sin, but it will not continue. It will not continue. It has to be stopped one day. Why? Because for his seed remains in him. The seed is the word of God. Certain time when you put seed, it will not grow at once. Sometimes it takes a few weeks or months. Sometimes other year. But those who are born of God, they will not continue to do wrong or sin. Why? Because the seed of God, the word of God in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. He will be constrained, restricted. God will stop us from continuing to do wrong. In verse 10, in this way, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. He here described two kinds of children. Children of God. And what's the character of them? They will not continue to do wrong. They will not commit sin. They will not live in sin. They will not allow sin to rule over their life. And the other category is the children of the devil. Now, it say, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that not love his brother. Now the children of the devil are characterized by two things. What are the two things that they are characterized with? They are not doing the righteousness of God. They don't do the right thing. Whatever God wants us to do through His Word, through speaking to us with the Holy Spirit, guide us. That's the very thing that we need to do. That is where Jesus said, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who shall be filled. The children of the devil, they are not willing to do the right thing. But the children that are born of God, they are willing. And another character of the children of the devil, he say, they don't love the one who does not love his brother. Now we will go to the scriptures so we can understand what love God call us. What kind of love? Because the scripture defined to us the kind of love. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. First Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 47. Here he called love charity in the book of King James, and the meaning of the Greek word of it is agape love. They say, verse 47, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity is envious not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, verse 5, does not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Verse 7, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now we'll go back and describe it. Love or charity here. Charity suffereth long. To have love is to have patience. And patience leads to the point of long suffering. Are you kind of a person who are easy to give up? Raise up your hand. Are you easy to give up and not willing to suffer long? One of the manifestations of love, a person who is willing to suffer long on that track that God had placed him on. That's how to manifest love. To be patient, willing to suffer, not willing to give up or quit. That's how you love. That's how Jesus wants me to love. And it's kind. Love is kind. Charity is kindness. The thing that we are led to do by the Holy Spirit, kindness is to do the good things that God wants us to do. That's how we love. Not by word, but by action. Charity is kind. Charity envieth not. Envy is that, or jealousy. You are sad or upset because somebody has something you don't have. Or he has something better than you, and inside you are envy. You are jealous of that things. That is not love. Because that will that control you, will manipulate you to do wrong after that. Okay. Charity vaunteth not itself. Vaunteth not means does not boast or show off or show herself. And it is not puff up. It is not proud. Boasting, showing off, to be proud, this is not the way that God wants us to love. We will not be able to love our brethren if we have these characters. Verse 6, say, does not behave itself unseemly. It means, will not behave in not a proper way. This word, unseemly, the Greek word of it is ashomonio. It means a shame. It means a shame. In a shameful way. Do you behave in a shameful way? Love does not want us, God does not want us to behave in a shameful way. Certain time, you do something shameful. That's not love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and verse 36, this word, unseemly. Now, this is a scripture will show you if you have love or no. In verse 36, First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 36, ashamonio, I mean ashamed. in not proper. But if any man think that he behaves himself uncomely, just hear the word, uncomely, toward the virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not, let them marry. That's what you say here. Somebody is supposed to marry a girl, she's a virgin, and he is not doing it. He should do the proper things, he's not doing it. See, Apostle Paul, he spoke about marriage and he put the girl virgin. Girl is woman is a property, okay? It is a property belongs to God, okay? God will give her to the right person. He say if he behave unseemingly. What I understand is love is that there are things that I need to do. That's the proper, I need to do it. There are things not proper to be done, I should refrain from it. That's love. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Charity. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Chapter 13, verse 5 about charity. Seeketh not her own, it means not selfish. The next part of it is not easily provoked, not easily angered. Have you get the point? Or you get anger out of the proportion. The Bible does not say don't be angry, but in your anger do not sin. He says he is not easily provoked, it will not react. Think is not evil. Charity or love will not think something wrong, is it pure? Think about what the scriptures speak about. Verse 6, how to define charity. Rejoice is not in iniquity, not happy to do wrong, not approve what is wrong, not approve what is not in the scripture, not approve what is not in the word of Christ, but rejoices in the truth. Charity, love, happy to do right, happy to think right, happy to speak right, happy and agree with the thing that's right. Verse 7, beareth all things, patient, persevering, continue to bear, that's where the charity. That's how what he say, when he say that the seed of the devil will not love his brother. Now, we need to define love, what is love? I need to define love so I can understand how I can love one another, how I can love those who are around me. Beareth all things, believeth all things. Now here, believeth all things does not mean that you believe all what the people speak, no. Believeth all what the word of God speak. Believing all the promises of God. Believing all what the scriptures speak. Hope all things. You have trust in God. That even the situation is contradict of what you think right. But as God say it, as God led you to it, you need to have a trust and hope in God that will be good for your good and it will be after the it will be the right outcome. Hope in all things. That's the definition of love. I don't think that those who separate Valentine they follow these rules. No? They are idol worshippers. Believe all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things. You know, endurance, slack perseverance. But certain time in the, while you are persevering, listen to this, sometimes you will stay, you are the only one person, you are alone. Jesus hung on the cross alone. But he endureth all things. Certain time, you find yourself, you are the only person remaining. All left. But still, your responsibility to God, toward God, to love one another, is to endure it. And also the Bible speaks about love in another scriptures, Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. And we will read verse 8 to 10. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 to 10. Romans chapter 18, verse 8 to 10. Say, O no man, anything, but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath followed the law. For this thou shalt not commit, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Love is to work no evil to your neighbor. From what we have read here, what are the things that show us here? He says, commit no adultery. No sex outside the marriage life. No also adultery in the heart, lust in the heart. Thou shalt not kill, no murder. And also, the Bible speaks about another kind of murder when we have anger. Matthew chapter 5, that is Jesus say. About adultery, adultery even in the heart. That's why the phenomenon of boyfriend, girlfriend, it is adultery. Matthew chapter, and even the murder is can be done through anger. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 to 22. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 to 22. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be to danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Now here's the point here about anger. Whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Now he described here the murder is angry with someone without cause, or angry out of the proportion of the cause. Have you got the point? Certain time you have anger without cause, or certain time you have anger, there's a cause, but your anger is more than the cause. That's where the murder. Let's go back to Romans chapter 13. The word of God, it can help us to show our life and our faces well. What else? Thou shalt not steal. Taking things of others without permission is stealing. Thou shalt not bear false testimony. You slander somebody, you speak something that is not correct against someone. Thou shalt not covet. Covet is that something not for somebody else, you want it for you. Covetousness. Now let's go back now to First John chapter 3. When he say that anyone who does not love his brother, we define what is love according to the scriptures. Now let's go back and in chapter 3 verse 11, First John chapter 3 verse 11, when he say, for this is the message that ye hear from the beginning, that we should love one another. And we get the point when we say we should love one another, we should go back to the scripture the way we love. All the curses that we have spoke and the everything that we have to refrain, that is how we can define what is love. And when you say love one another, we should go along these lines. In verse 12 he said, not as Cain. He gave example again back of Cain and Abel. Abel was a righteous man. Cain was a wicked person. He said, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. Cain was of the devil. The seed of the devil was in him. He said, don't be like Cain, and slew his brother. And he said in verse 12, and wherefore slew he him? Why he killed his brother? Why he murdered his brother? What was the reason of Cain to kill Abel? And we have to know what is love now, what God is calling, what kind of love God wants us to practice now. Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. He say, Cain kill Abel because his deeds were evil while his brother was a righteous person. Now the point here, if I go to the scripture, the only description that reason God showed me that Abel is, he gave his first links first to God, Cain was not willing, he did not do. God looked with a favor to the what Abel gave, but he did not look with favor to what Cain did. When Cain saw what God did toward Abel, he was angry and just, and he went ahead and he killed him. Abel was willing to give his first fruit, his life, his best, his desire, everything he gave it for the Lord. But Cain was not able to give what God had asked him to do. He said because his own works were evil and his brother righteous. Abel was righteous, and we understand from the scripture what he did. Now, that is not the message. The message is, in verse 13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Now we're speaking about love, yeah? We're speaking that we need to do what is righteous. We need to hunger and thirst and righteousness. What we spoke in 1 Corinthians 4-7, chapter 13, 4-7, how the character of love, that is mandatory. Also in Romans 13, 8-10, that's mandatory. But there's one more thing here. We may do all these things, that's not enough. Beside us, there will be always a people like Cain. Cain is not only not willing to give, that's his decision. It's up to him. That's not our problem. But the problem here, when Cain will come and kill Abel because he's jealous of him. He does not want him to do what is good. You might find people that because you are doing what God wants you, they are angry with you. Because your righteousness has condemned their wickedness. What God say to this such kind of people, you still need to love. Have you got the point here? You know, when I see somebody giving to God more than what I'm doing, you know, from inside, I'm very ashamed. I'm very ashamed of myself. Why? Because that's a defect in me. But there are others, when they see other better than they in Christ, not in the performance, in the way of giving their life, everything to Him. Instead of learning the example, they are hating the person. But God say here, marvel not. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. So even if the people still hate us, can want to kill us, still God wants me to express that kind of love and not to give up. That is how I hunger. That's what I learned today. Of how I need to hunger and thirst for righteousness. That is the lesson for today. Let's all stand. Yes, O God. Let's pray. Let's pray. You pray to God. Lord, I need your grace. I understood the lesson. And I need you to help me, oh God, how to do it. Oh God, oh Lord, I am desperate for your word. I know that's your will to me. Help me to persevere. Oh God, your scriptures, when I look to them, I am ashamed. Oh God, there are areas till this day I'm not able to overcome. God, I need you to help me. Your grace only. In the Holy Spirit, let this fruit of the Holy Ghost, the fruit of the Spirit, to manifest in me. Oh God, mold me. Even as I pass through this narrow way, I need you. I need you, O God, to help me, O God. I want to shine for you. I want to keep your seed, the Word of God, in the name of Jesus. I want to follow your example, Lord Jesus, your righteousness, O God, that saved me. The righteous people of yours in the Bible, that what they did, I need to follow them, O God. Help me, O God. Today I'm hunger and thirst for you. O God, I'm desperate for you. I need you, O God. I need your word. I come to you, Lord. I need your help. Help me, O God, and aid me, and fill me and satisfy me.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe.
The Lord.
Your holy presence. Living in me.
Thank you, God, you save us. Thank you for your word that found us, that show us our weaknesses, oh God, our iniquities, the areas that need to be perfected, oh God. Oh Lord, walk in our lives. Walk in the life of your church and your people, those who are here and those who are in other places. Oh God, let your name be glorified and magnified in our midst. We commit ourselves to the principle of love. Oh God, from this day on, oh God, that we carry them on, so that your word will be preached. And Lord, that you will fill us as you see us hunger and thirst for righteousness. So God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. I will rejoice.
Amen.